How are you feeling?
I'm good, man. You know, can't complain.
If you had to put a percentage on it, what's your 100 being the absolute best you feel before the season even starts?
Well, I always feel 100.
So right now you feel the same you felt before the Raiders game?
I mean, I feel good. You know, it's football. You're not going to be 100% every week. So, you know, I'm good.
Ready.
Can you remind Willis, you go out tomorrow, warm up, see how it is? Is that kind of where you're at?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. You know, it's going to be good. You know, I'm not worried about it. So I don't think you should worry about it.
Well, I'll try not to worry about it. I won't lose any sleep over it. But let me ask you this. It could be a little cold in the 40s, not terrible. Will that impact your ability to get loose, that kind of thing?
No, not really. Will it be colder than today?
Not like today, maybe.
Today was brutal out there. But I think it's going to be good, man. You know, I think I'll be all right. I'm going to go out there and one more, see how it goes.
In the second half Sunday, could you have gone back in?
Emergencies only. I mean, I probably could have, but I don't know. I wasn't going to risk it because I didn't know what the situation was at that time.
How much have you been able to do the last 2 days, and how much have you really tried to do, considering you're trying to maybe save it for when it counts?
I mean, I've been sprinkled in here and there, you know, just going day by day. You know, they just tell me whatever I feel like I can do, just go out there and do it.
Have you had this kind of situation before where it's been this close to when you were hurt and had to go out there from Monday, Sunday to Thursday game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been in this kind of situation before, long time ago, when I was younger.
So now that you're older, how do you think you can handle it?
I mean, I'm not approaching now, so, you know, that's a good thing about it. You learn from your past mistakes.
Lance stepped up last week, played well. If for any reason you can't go tomorrow, Jeremiah's ready to go. A couple of young guys getting a chance potentially.
I mean, I think them guys are ready. Jeremiah had a good week of practice. Lance, you know, Lance been in this situation before. He stepped up when I went down, when me and Noshon went down, and he did a great job as far as running the ball and helping our guys out. So I'm not worried about those two.
Does that take a little pressure off you, maybe not to rush yourself and leave it in their hands and maybe you don't play it safe?
I wouldn't say it takes pressure off me, but you know, I'm gonna go by regardless if, you know, they were playing or not. I'm gonna still approach it the same day. I mean, the same way.
How are you gonna know you're ready? And what's it gonna take as far as how to leave field? What's the sign to you?
I mean, you know, I really think I got ready when Decker scored that touchdown because we had like a little agreement going on and. He only scores when I'm not in the game, so, you know, I really have to get on the field so he doesn't get any more touchdowns.
Okay, physically, what's it going to tell you how you feel?
Guys, enough of all these serious questions.
Physically, I always say I'm ready, to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? You really won't know until that day.
But, I mean, is it a cut, certain kind of a cut in warm-ups? Is there something that you have to do to convince yourself, okay, I'm fine?
I mean, you really won't know anything until you go full speed. Not going full speed right now.
Well, it's just Stevens has been pretty noisy this week about how they're going to get to Tebow, take down Tebow. What does that say about them?
They worry about Tebow. But, you know, I mean, that's like I was telling somebody else, you know, their coach, he's one of those guys who's very, he expresses his feelings. You know, I'm pretty sure he embraces them and expresses their feelings. So, you know, that's where all that's coming from. So, you know, we're really not going to get caught up in the hype. We're going to worry about what's going on in this locker room, not what's worrying about what's going on outside the locker room.
How much does it help that you've, you know, gone against that defense as much as you have? Not only have you played the Jets, but, you know, Rex's defense is pretty familiar with.
I mean, I've been in the league going on 9 years, and, you know, I've been up against him, and I've been with him. So, I'm not going to say I know his tendencies, but I know how he's going to have those guys prepare for us. So, you know, I know what to expect. You know, it's just the fact that me helping Jeremiah and Lance, you know, just get them somewhat prepared for it.
Better than the alternative of them having to turn around and face the option.
Yeah. They're going to have to face it regardless. You know, there's just so much you can tell a person until you get on the field and see it for yourself.
So do you think, I mean, even if you're able to play, I mean, you've got Jeremiah getting ready, you got Lance, you played last week. I mean, would your mindset be, look, I'm going to go back to the workload I had, or do you think you have to take it, you know, easy and maybe not do the workload that you've done before?
I mean, that actually goes on, depends on how the body feels during the game. You know, but if it's up to me, I can go back to the workload I had.